Writing 4G. Exercise 3, page 55.
It was a cold, clear winter morning as Simon and his younger brother Charlie rode the ski lift up the snow-covered mountain. Their plan was to go cross-country skiing along a track that twisted and turned through the forest, leading slowly downhill to the bottom of the ski lift. Reaching the top, they strapped on their skis and set off. It was a perfect day for skiing. Everything was covered in a soft layer of sparkling white, and all they could hear was the crunch of their skis. After half an hour or so, they reached a part of the track which ran along the side of a steep slope. Simon stopped and went to stand at the edge of the track, looking out over the whole valley far below. Charlie was about to join him when suddenly the soft snow Simon was standing on began to slide. Simon gave a shout of surprise as he plunged headfirst down the slope, coming to rest more than 10 meters below. Charlie hurried down to his brother's side. Simon was unconscious, but he was breathing normally and he wasn't bleeding. Still, Charlie knew Simon could die in the snow without first aid and rescue. Charlie knew he had to get help. There was no mobile telephone signal on the side of the mountain, so Charlie took out a little signal mirror in his pack. Aiming at the bottom of the ski lift, he used the sunlight to flash a signal. 3 steady flashes, the international call for help. Again and again, for what seemed like hours. In fact, it was only about 15 minutes before a rescue helicopter arrived, and Simon was soon on his way to hospital. That evening, Charlie was sitting next to his brother's hospital bed when Simon opened his eyes and said, "Hey, Charlie, where am I?" When he saw that Simon was all right, Charlie was so happy that his eyes filled with tears and he couldn't speak. He squeezed his brother's hand, thankful that the terrifying fall had caused nothing more than minor injuries.